Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Still Parents podcast, supported by Global's Make Some Noise and our series of mini episodes that we are doing once again this year for Baby Loss Awareness Week. I'm Dan. I'm here with Ryan Jackson and Matt Whitehouse from the Lily May Foundation.
I love the way you introduce me as Ryan Jackson.
Well, that's your name, isn't it? What do you want me to call you?
Ryan will do, mate.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it was quite formal, wasn't it? You know, so people can find out who you are if they...
I don't want people to find out who I am.
They just type the name... They just type the name Ryan into Instagram. You're going to get love. Ryan. And you're going to...
Ryan. Thank you.
Yeah, right.
So welcome along to the Still Parents podcast. My name is Dan. I'm here with my good friend, Matthew Whitehouse, and this dick, Ryan. And joining us for today's mini episode, we've had... I cannot actually believe... It was over a year ago that you joined us, because I look back, it's episode 62, all the way from Australia. Please welcome back Matt McConnell.
Hello, gents. How are we going?
We seem to get a lot of Matts on in the minute. So there's Matthew. So Matthew, our Matt, he's Matthew tonight. He should be able to tell the difference with the accents anyway. Obviously, the link for Matt's episode is in the description for this. How do you feel about the episode, just quickly now? Because it was, you know, because it was over a year ago.
It's probably the most in-depth. I've been on a few podcasts, and I think that was the first time I had the chance of telling the long version of my daughter Ren's story.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably the best I've shared, or the best I've been able to share, was sitting down and talking to you guys.
Good.
Yeah,
we really appreciate you coming on, and it's good to have you back on again, especially because at the time of recording it's quite late, so I think you might be ready for bed, so we'll crack on. Baby Loss Awareness Week. We did a series of mini episodes last year. I think you did mention before we recorded this one that you did hear them last year.
But correct, that's right.
I mean, it's in its 22nd year now. It was created over here in the UK, but what's your knowledge of Baby Loss Awareness Week, or is there even a knowledge of it? Because we haven't spoke to someone over your side of the woods yet.
We don't have a Baby Loss Awareness Week, but I do believe there is a lot of awareness through the month of October. I guess with the middle of October being the 15th wave of light, we get that about 9 hours before you guys at 7 o'clock at night. We light our candles here.
Yeah.
Which that was probably the first thing in all of October. It was 6 months after our daughter had was born, was Wave a Light. And that was one of the first times you really seen a big community of people come together all on the one night. And I find it's a really special night. But yeah, we don't have that week. I do think there is a lot of activities on through the month of October here in Australia with the big charities, but not a specific week in general. But we do listen to, I guess, the stuff that you guys pump out as well. We know that there is an awareness week in the United Kingdom that we can follow along with too.
For anyone else listening over in Australia, do you want to name any of these charities?
The main ones are the two big charities that are generally Australia-wide, Red Nose.
Yeah.
And the other one's Bears of Hope. They both have big walks in October. Off the top of my head, I can't remember what the names were. Walk to Remember, sorry, is the Red Nose walk. And Choosing Hope is the Bears of Hope walk, and they are through mid-October. We get a lot of people involved in these walks.
What's the importance of a week like this for yourself? And we've asked this with the other guests as well, because obviously you don't need an awareness week. Unfortunately, it's the life that you live every day. So who's the awareness week aimed at? I know that's a bit of a stupid question because it's aimed at people who aren't aware of it, but it's so saturated. There's every day, as we mentioned, of the year is filled with an awareness day, week, month, whatever it is. And some of them you don't even need. One of the ones we talked about last year was National Badger Awareness Week. Or some animal that started with B. I'm like, why? What's wrong? We know they exist.
It's just making you aware of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't run them over. That's basically what you're saying.
I think most of the time, I think the stuff that we all share online gets shared amongst the people who are already online, and we're all sharing the same things. I think the most important thing with the Awareness Week is you need to crack into that portion of the population that doesn't get to see this stuff. So with the sheer volume of resources that are shared around for a week, the chances are you're going to reach an audience that hasn't seen it before. And I think that's the audience that you want to get to.
Yeah.
You know, and I know, we all know, we live it every day. You know, loss and loss, baby loss, child loss, that's our lives. But when you start cracking into areas that you haven't reached before, that's why these awareness weeks are really important. You know, you've got 7 days to get as much information out in the community as possible.
Yes.
And someone might listen to it and go, oh, well, that's what I should do, or this is what I should have said to a friend. You know, that's the, for me, I think the most important thing about these weeks.
I think this is a really important week for the friends of, you know, your friend has lost. And as we've discussed many times, and whether it's addressing that elephant in the room, the timing of when to speak to somebody, having that emotional intelligence to know if this is the right moment. And I think that's one element of this week, which I think is important for people to soak in, absorb.
I think the wave of light is a big part. Like, I know it's probably an obvious thing to say, but it is interesting to see out on social media when there's so many candles out there. And
anyone who doesn't know, because I'm pretty sure most people will, but just in case it's the first time you've heard, what is the wave of light?
So it's international. At 7 o'clock, everyone lights a candle.
7 o'clock p.m.
p.m. Yeah, who've lost a baby, or and then but the, see the first time that we did it, obviously when we lost Callie, we kind of just thought, I suppose naively, that it was just going to be people who lost the baby. But then the thing that really came out and jumped out to me, and this is what Matt, going back, ties in with what Matt was saying about the people who haven't gone through it or don't understand it, whatever, was the amount of people that lit candles for people that they knew. And that showed how many people it affected. So that's what I was getting around to on social media, is like, the amount of people that that light those candles that might not have lost a child themselves. Interesting.
I think really, there's something about just seeing a candle lit.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre, because like, I'm not a candle person. I'm not one of these person that lies in the bath with 15 candles and smoke bombs and bubble baths and all that sort of stuff.
You know what smoke I
mean?
Bombs?
You know what I mean? Like
bath bomb.
Yeah. It clearly tells...
Grenade!
Clearly see, I don't have a bath. I just have a shower,
smoke bomb!
Yeah?
You won't be able to find the soap.
What I'm trying to say is the power of a candle, like what Matt was saying there, and also what Matthew was saying there as well, is making sure that you can see through your social media or through whatever it be, friends, family, friends of family, you know, and so forth. Yeah. Showing the support through the lighting of a candle is really, really important. Question I want to ask Matt. In Australia, Matt, we live this every day. We live baby loss. It's part of our life. It's part of our everyday routine. But there's obviously times where it becomes more, where it's in the limelight a lot more, obviously, with Baby Loss Awareness Week. From a self-care perspective, is there anything that you do differently, or is there anything which you didn't used to do, which you now do, to help you during that time?
I think most weeks, for me, it's still the same. Mm. I don't think much changes. Mm. I guess it's trying to make other people change or take part in something that would help us, teaching people, showing people how or what we do on a daily basis to take care of ourselves is important too. So they'll see that we light a candle, and we do light candles every night at our house. It's not me always, but my wife will always, she lights it in the morning. And we'll have a candle going nearly all day.
Do you have smoke grenades? Do you have smoke grenades? Need.
Yeah.
Dick you are.
we do have a candle going a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But I think what, for self-care, most of the time, I think for the last 2.5 years, my self-care has evolved from what it used to be to what it is now. I think it changed a lot. And it's taken me 2.5 years to figure out what works best. Like, I used to swim in the ocean.
Yeah.
When I felt rough, I haven't done that now for quite a while. I find self-care for me is talking to other dads and finding someone that you can just have a good, honest conversation with any day of the week. And that's self-care, is just having that outlet to talk.
We see that a lot with you, because you're very busy on social media. We can drop a message, just if you see you online, send hi, and you'll just reply. You know, you can see that. I just sit
on my phone, you know, all the time, just smashing out messages. You've got nothing better to do.
But in a good way, really, lots of people do that, but just moan constantly, don't they? Wow. But yeah, you've got that good energy about you.
Yeah, and I live a good life now. I'm happy, but I do take a lot of care of myself too. Probably a little bit too much when it comes to self-care sometimes.
Steady.
Depends how you want to edit. How do we want to edit this?
It's going to be a tricky edit. Well, you know, we always say, you know, we are a bunch of boys in here, and sometimes we can be a bit immature, and we've just proved it. As we always say, we talk a lot of bollocks, but it helps us to illustrate the point we want to get to. Yeah, I'm just backing up here our mantra.
Yeah, right.
I used to go, you know, ocean swimming, or in the ocean to reset. So I haven't done that for a while. Then I get into running. But the problem, I guess, if I don't run now, I get shitty. You know, it's a hard thing to juggle. Like, how much is too much? Like, how much is becoming unfair on my family if I try and go for long runs all the time?
Just round Australia once per day.
Yeah. That's like Forrest Gump here. If he doesn't go running, he turns into an absolute fucking head case.
Must be a Matt thing.
No.
Before I forget, I wanted to mention something that our Matthew mentioned about the wave of light and the candles and how other people, because I've done it since I've met you, I've now done it. But this is the thing about an awareness week, because this awareness week has been around since 2002, before I met you and started doing this and being immersed in your world. And before we've become very good friends, I still didn't know it even existed. So I only did now because it wasn't permeating through any part of my daily life. So that's still a challenge.
I think what Matt said earlier about the week itself is getting stuff out on that into social media, into the world that we now live. I think Ryan and Matt may agree, that may not, I don't know, but I think the next kind of step in a way is to really show people that at midnight on the 15th, the week doesn't just end.
Yeah.
You know, like for bereaved parents around the world, as we've touched upon earlier, we live it every day. Yeah. So, of course, the week is massive and it's so important. It really is. But the next step is to kind of say that it's more than a week as well. But that's still a work in progress, right? Yeah. You know,
I think one of the things that has worked that I've really loved here, like where I'm from here in Western Victoria, is our local hospital will get on board Wave of Light and they'll share something. So it'll be out to all the parents who have lost a child, and it'll be shared amongst the community that, you know, from the midwives and the doctors and the nurses who, and the people who have given birth and who have been able to take their children home. It's shared by the hospital, acknowledging that that's not everyone. And to see that coming from a hospital, I think was really important here, because you just reach so many people who can acknowledge the people who don't get that happy ending. The other thing I'd love to be able to see is more dads sharing a picture of a candle as well, because a lot of the times it is the mums who will light a candle. So I would love this year somehow to be able to see dads sharing that photo of them and their candle, because
that's a great point.
Because it's not just for mums, it's for families, it's for both people. You know, I think it's for everyone, and I'd love to see some dads sharing a picture. And I'm hopefully gonna.
Well, you might have a job convincing Ryan. You might have a job convincing Ryan. I fucking hate candles.
I'm going to get smoke bombs out.
What, obscure all the candles? Yeah.
Ryan throws a flare.
That would probably be a good way to get attention, though, and awareness.
You might get in the news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an idea.
My days with pyrotechnics are gone.
Matt McConnell, thank you very much for joining us on this episode of the Still Parents Podcast for Baby Loss Awareness Week.
Just before you go, Matt, can you tell us about the fingernail thing that you do? You said that's a self-care thing, right? I think it's important to...
It is. Yeah. So I think we touched on it 12 months ago. Well, I've still paint my fingers pink. They're not all the best quality pink all the time, but I'll always make sure that they are pink. And I still get comments. I do it so I can spark a conversation.
Absolutely.
And it still works. Some days you might get a smart ass remark about the pink nails, but sometimes you do get an honest question. You do get questioned as well, like, oh, how come your nail's pink?
Yeah.
And it's an opener. So I paint it for my daughter.
Yep.
I think it's brilliant, isn't it?
And yeah, I do.
I was about to ask, you've already answered the question I was about to ask, but to elaborate on it, I was going to say, because you're going to get dickheads, aren't you? Like, how often do you get someone who's, you can imagine the type, you're just walking past a couple of lads and all of a sudden they think they're funny to say, oh, what are you wearing pink?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, do you get that much?
Sometimes it's a bit hard to tell, though, because I've got a pink nail or pink nails. I wear a pink hat most of the time. My work shirt's pink. So,
oh, okay.
You know, I'm bright pink at what I do.
Like, you're like Glenn McGrath.
Yeah.
That's it.
They do the pink, don't they?
Yeah,
it's the
Boxing Day. Yeah, it's for Glenn McGrath's wife. Was it not the Boxing Day?
Sydney Test.
Sydney Test.
Right.
Because didn't Andrew Strauss start doing a similar thing?
Dressed in red for his
wife. For his wife.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you, Matt. We'll leave you to finish off your evening now, because it's about 10 o'clock there, isn't it, where you are? So thank you.
Yeah.
That's it. Hey, well, just the last thing. I talked in the WhatsApp group that I've got running back here. I asked the boys today, what do you do for self-care?
Oh, brilliant.
And I'll tell you, this is the list of things that the boys all come back with, because, you know, I say running, but some people go, why the hell would you run? You know, that's silly. So we all do different things.
Before you start the list, just to try and turn this into a little bit of a fun game at the end, because I know it's a very serious topic.
Yeah.
If you, do you remember the generation game?
Yeah.
Right?
Got to try and read.
Read the list out once, and then these two, I've got to try and guess, get them all.
We ready?
Yeah.
Camping, fishing, music, walking the dog, writing, motorbike riding, sports, which is running and cycling and swimming, yoga and mindfulness, and there was even one come through listening to podcasts like the Still Parents podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, there we go.
And a fluffy toy.
I'll go. Camping, fishing.
Have you wrote them down?
No. Camping, fishing, walking the dog, yoga, sports,
motorbikes,
Still Parents podcast, fluffy toy,
writing. You said fishing.
I said fishing.
That's eight.
Music.
That's it.
So, there we go.
Fucking good.
So that was. That was the.
Not bad.
I only asked the boys a question 2 hours ago, and a couple of boys sent through the things that they do. So we all do kind of different things. Yep.
That's really good.
That's brilliant, that is. And cheers for the lads for doing that.
Yeah, thank you.
Good.
Nice one, Matt. Watch how you go. And we're looking forward to meeting you in person one day. But as we all say, you're always welcome to join us on the show whenever you like.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Love to the family.
Take care,
mate.
Thanks, Matt.
And that brings us to a close on this episode of the Still Parents podcast for Baby Loss Awareness Week. And we will be back with our next one. Guess when? Tomorrow. That's right. We know how the week works. See you later.
Well done, Dad.